What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? All right, y'all, welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and y'all are in for a great show today. Today is May 28th, 2025, and you already know it's a great day to be alive. Glad to be here with you. Glad to be rocking. Glad to be rolling. Y'all, I know we always talk about being here and we always talk about going live Monday through Friday, but we've missed a few days. Can we just go ahead and talk to the elephant in the room? Hello, somebody. Right, we've missed a few days. I've slept in a few days. I have a 2-year-old baby boy and a 6-week-old baby boy, but it's not even about the excuses, y'all. Life been life, and you know, it's just crazy that if we're not careful going through life, right? If we're not careful going through life, then we can make goals, we can make plans, and we can talk about what we want to do, but then things just won't happen if we don't follow through. So look, today, I want to go ahead and get ready to dive in. But y'all, I had phenomenal and amazing. That's crazy. But I had a phenomenal weekend this past weekend, right? I had the opportunity to attend two events, and one of the events that I got the opportunity to attend and rock out with was in partnership with the Daddy Stroller Social Club. Shout out to Brother Damani Anderson, aka my big black therapist, and shout out to Calvin Bridgewater with the Daddy Stroller Social Club. Y'all, it was an event this weekend to celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month. And Damani just began to break down and began, he guided us through conversation, right? Talking about, and we're going to get straight from the source in just for a second, but I just want to hit on this real quick. But he broke down and began to walk us through and talk about how, if we don't identify the roots of some of the trauma we might have acquired as a child, then we can carry that into where we are now as men, as parents, as fathers. So it was a really great conversation, really great dialogue. Got to see some of my guys. Got to see my guy Jamal Clark, Mr. Pull Up and Flex himself. Pull up and flex. Got to see my guy. And it was a while since I saw him, and also got to meet some new guys. Got to meet a brother named Jonathan. Got to meet another brother named Samuel Moses. And when I met this brother, I was like, say, bruh, that is a heavy name. Do you understand me? That's a heavy name right there you got on you, sir. Samuel Moses? Come on, biblical. Come on, parents. Right? So getting to meet them, getting to chop it up with them. And then we got the opportunity after that to then go down to Hug Barbecue just down in downtown Lancaster. So it was a great event, great time just to get to talk with other brothers, other fathers, and y'all, just to have a safe space for men to connect, and not even just black men. We happen to be all black men that day, but it was just a great space and opportunity to connect with other brothers. And I was like, this was dope. I told my wife, I was like, say, you know, this is amazing, because as black men, we do need community, and we do need to have a space to where we can talk, to where we can communicate with one another, to where we can hang out, and to where we can just fellowship. And with today being Wednesday and with it being Wellness Wednesday, I wanted to make sure just to open up with that, because I think so often, well, my wife said this to me, right? I said, yeah, I think it's great, you know, to have community and for black men to connect with one another and to have this space. And my wife was like, yeah, that's interesting. She said, I think everybody understands that except for black men. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. Shots fired. Whoa. Well, what you mean everybody knows that except for black men? And then she began to let me know that, you know, that her and her fellow wives who have conversations and who talk, that their husbands aren't as open and don't connect with many other men also. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess there might be some validity to the statement, right? So I didn't want to discredit or take nothing away from her on that. But shout out to my wife, man, because today would have been our son's due date, although he came a little bit early. But we're grateful for him, grateful for her. So y'all, let's go ahead and get ready to dive in this morning. And if you rocking, go ahead and just drop something in the chat for your boy. Drop something in the chat for me so I know you rocking with me. So I know you rolling with me this morning. But I want to go ahead and dive in to Straight From the Source. All right. So we're going to get ready to go ahead and transition into our Straight From the Source segment. And let me go ahead and pull up my scripture today, because the thing I want to talk about here today, and I want to lead with today, is knowing and identifying. Because I threw myself at the mercy before the court today. Right. And I wanted to let y'all know that we talk about this thing, this show, so often, and talk about being consistent. And producer Britt and myself always talk about being consistent. We laugh about it. We joke about it. We've had different conversations about, like, motivational speakers saying certain stuff. But then it's another thing to where when you're the one who is the topic of conversation now, and to where you just got to own up for doing what you say you want to do. So check this out. This is significant, because there is a tremendous amount of people that abandon New Year's resolutions. John, we're in May. What are you talking about? Stick with me. Tremendous amount of people that fail on their New Year's resolutions. And a substantial percentage at that, right? It's typically 90% or more. The stats say, the data says, and it says they fail to keep their New Year's resolutions for the entire year and may end up giving up within the first few weeks. Hello, somebody. Am I talking to somebody today? Y'all, we coming straight from the source. Stick with me. We coming straight from the source. And some studies even show that up to 80% of people abandon their resolutions by the second Friday in January. Okay. So 90% of more often just throw it out the window. So we're looking at a span between 80 and 90% of people declaring and saying, this is what I'm gonna do for this year. This is what I want to get done. But then they end up throwing it and trashing it by the second week in January, the second Friday. It's often known as Quitter's Day. Ain't that crazy? They have a day based on people doing what they say they're going to do, but they already have quit it. So they just call it Quitter's Day. And only a small percentage, around 9% successfully keep their resolutions throughout the year. Yeah. Y'all, we having a real conversation today. We're coming straight from the source. Man, 9%. 9 out of 100%. So imagine what it looks like to be consistent. Let's go to the text. So today for our text, we're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we're going to start from the top with verse 1. And in this text, this is Paul talking to Timothy. And Paul, we know, and I've talked about Paul a few times on Straight From the Source, but Paul is the individual, or one of the individuals, who is considered as like the Hall of Fame of not of Christians, but just of like faith and just doing this work, right? And Timothy is considered his spiritual son. So this is what the text says. I solemnly exhort you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead by his appearing and by his kingdom. Okay. Preach. Let's stay with the text now. Stay with the text. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instructions. That's red, because I'm going to come back to that. For the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, and they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. Y'all, we got so much to break down and so little time to do it. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and will turn aside to myths. But as for you, use self-restraint in all things. endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. John, what are you talking about today? You started talking about New Year's resolutions. Now you're talking about be ready in season and out of season. What is the message today? What is straight from the source? So the first thing I want you to know and understand, I was talking about consistency. And I was talking about consistency because in verse 2, it says, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. What does that mean? That means when you feel like it. That means when you don't. That means when you feel like it. That means when you don't. You still have a responsibility as a believer and as a Christian. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That we have to, and we must preach the word. Why must we preach the word? Because we have to be ready at all times. Y'all, it says, correct, rebuke, and exhort. That means that if you're a believer and you're around other people who are believers or who call themselves believers, but at the same time, they're operating unlike believers, it is our job to then correct. I'm not saying call him out in front of everybody, like, hey, bro, what are you doing? Like, you can't be out here saying all this stuff, doing all this stuff. No. The Bible tells us to bring them to the side and then have a conversation. But we also need to do this in decency and in order. So what does that look like? That looks like us talking to somebody. Especially if we have a relationship with them, then, yeah, pull them to the side. Like, hey, Jay, man, you all right? Yeah, I'm cool. Good. Bro, I hear you. I see you doing this. I hear you saying this, but you say you're a believer in Christ, right? Yeah, I'm a believer in Christ. Well, if that's the case, then do you think this is the best way to go about doing this? Right. So we correct, because if we don't correct, the Bible talks about God corrects those who he loves. He disciplines those who he loves. So we need to, I'm going to go back and just stay right here, with preach the word and be ready in season and out of season. Because down at the bottom, it says verse 4, they will, well, let me go to verse 3, the end of verse 3. They will accumulate for themselves and teachers in accordance with their own desires. For there will come a time when they will not tolerate sound doctrine. In 2025, we have to be very, very careful and be very careful and mindful of what we hear with our ear gate, what we watch with our eye gate, and then what we say right here, right, with our mouths. If we're not careful of that, number one, we can be saying things to people that's not biblically or not scripturally based. So we can be telling people lies, and then people can believe those lies and then expect to take that and go with that and bring that elsewhere and thinking that's the truth. Knowing that, the word of God, the Bible tells us the word of God cuts sharper than a double-edged sword. What does that mean? It says it cuts to the bone and the marrow. That means that if when you read the word of God or when you hear the word of God, and if all the time you hear it, you're just enjoying it, and all the time you hear, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm going to do that. Oh, wow. The word of God says I'm going to be rich. The word of God says I'm going to be in love. The word of God says I'm going to have a great life. Then you're not reading the word of God. Hello, somebody. Let's not get lost. And I'm going to wrap this thing up because I'm getting fired up. I'm going to wrap this thing up. But let's not get lost thinking and identifying and believing that every time we hear the word of God, it's supposed to be a feel-good message, a feel-good sermon. No. If we're not becoming better through reading the word of God and then taking action from what we heard through the word of God, then we might not be reading the word of God, because there's certain things about us that's our sinful nature that the Bible tells us. It's our sinful nature. There's certain things about us right here. It says that there will come a time to where we'll be wanting to have our ears tickled. That means certain things that we want to do that we just want to do, right? And it don't matter what other people feel about it. We just want to do it. So that's what we're going to do. And then it says they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires. Y'all be careful. OK, be careful that. And I'm about to wrap this up. But be careful that wherever you attend a local body, whatever you watch on YouTube and somebody's preaching, be careful that what the preacher is saying just doesn't benefit them. It ultimately benefits the kingdom. Do y'all hear me on that? Y'all feel me? If y'all picking up what I'm putting down, let me know something in the comments, y'all. Give me a thumbs up on the video. But we have to be careful. So going back to bring this thing full circle, the challenge that I have for you today, the challenge that I have for myself today, the challenge that I have for us today is this, okay? In order for us to be who God has called us to be, we need to be the same in season and out of season. And in the text that Paul is saying here, because he's talking about consistency. He's talking about consistency. In the text specifically, he's talking about preaching the word consistently. All right. So therefore, today I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to exhort you. And I want you to know and understand that we need you now more than ever to be consistent in all that you do, right? In the way that we walk, in the way that we talk to one another, in the way that we love people. We need to be consistent, y'all, because if not, then the message that we're spewing out and the message that we're showing people is a contradictory message, which is going to push and challenge people not only away from the gospel, but away from us as individuals. And if we're called to be ambassadors for Christ, how does it look then if when we show up, we're not showing up with love? We're not showing up with kindness. We're not giving other people grace. Family, the challenge I have for you today is to be consistent. Start with one area of life. Start with one area. Maybe it's waking up early. Start with one area of life being consistent. And then as you begin to grow in that area, let's begin to expand. Let's begin to move forward. Let's begin to progress. Y'all, today we went a little bit long on Straight from the Source, but I'm not apologizing for it because I think this was a message that needed to be shared this morning. And I hope it encourages you. It encouraged me. I felt convicted because like I told y'all before, we've missed a few days as of late. We've missed a few days. Life has happened. I'm not making excuses. But what I want us to know today and what I want us to take away today is that today is a new start. Today is our new year, right? Today is our new year. So let's celebrate and let's create a new habit. Come on, thumbs up. I see you. Bless God for you. So let's continue to progress. Let's continue to move forward. That wraps up Straight from the Source. And we'll be right back with more Speaker Success in the morning.
Looking for timeless pieces that make a statement? Discover the Jewelry Department, where elegance meets craftsmanship. Owned by Miguel Contreras and located at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas, the Jewelry Department is your destination for stunning, one-of-a-kind pieces designed to elevate your style. From classic designs to modern trends, we offer a curated selection that reflects sophistication and artistry. Because we believe your jewelry should be just as unique as you are. Visit us today at the Jewelry Department, where every piece tells a story. And let us help you find the perfect piece that speaks to yours. The Jewelry Department, elevating your look with elegance and style. Find us at 13505 Mumford Place, Suite 103 in Dallas.
All right, family. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. In the morning is May 28th, 2025. Great day to be alive. We're 26 minutes after the hour currently. And y'all, as I was talking earlier about it being Mental Health Awareness Month and it's May 28th, I'm excited to be here with y'all today. And I was excited to really enjoy, like I was talking about, the event, the men's event that I attended by way of the Daddy Stroller Social Club. Another event I actually attended, y'all. I actually attended, and I'm about to go ahead and share my screen one more time. But another event I actually attended this past weekend, because I told y'all earlier this year, I said the goal this year is to really blow up this, to blow up this media platform, right? And now the more and more I began to show up and more I began to do it, the more and more I began to understand that the purpose of me doing this is not for me, right? Just as we had straight from the source. And y'all see, we talking scripture, man. Because now more than ever before, people need to hear this word of truth. But y'all, I got the opportunity to attend this particular event. And let me share my screen. So it was this particular event right here. Well, let me just open up the page. So for one, this is Greenwood Co. This is the Greenwood Co. page. And I want to show y'all. So down here, you see it says camera ready, right? They did a camera ready workshop. It was a intro to studio photography workshop. This was the first time that I have ever done a workshop like this or attended a workshop like this. And the reason why I want to share this with you is because we must have an area that we identify for self-care. Yeah. Yeah. Today's Wellness Wednesday, y'all. Today's Wellness Wednesday. So I want to talk a little bit about self-care and what that looks like. So I attended this workshop, and after going in and attending this workshop, hosted by my guy, Mr. Jaron Collins, who is a phenomenal photographer. I've hired him for events. He shot an event for my father and I down in New Orleans called Write Your Worth Conference. And I think we hired Jaron a couple times, actually. And he does great work. And he's been in this industry for 16 years. 16 years. So anytime you see somebody in a field, in the industry, and they've done it for 16 years, y'all, look, just pay what they're charging and then go learn from them. Hello, pay what they're charging and go learn from them. Why? Because they've taken the time, they've invested the energy, they've invested the effort to learn what they need to learn so that ultimately now they can teach you and save you some time. So look, I'm gonna pull this up. So Jaron allowed us to get in his studio, and then look, first thing he allowed us to do, see, this is a photo that we took in real time. So Jaron took this photo and then edited it in front of us in real time, right? So this is first photo. Then the next photo was this one. Jaron set up a look, and I have some photos myself, but I just want to show what he did. I might show some of mine tomorrow. But look, this is another photo. So we did a whole photo shoot in real time, right? And shout out to the model. Shout out to the model. Because she really did her thing. She really did her thing. And then also, this is another photo we took. So y'all, we went in and then we took the photos. He showed us how to edit the photos. And then even beyond that, look, even more. There's more. More fire. More fire. The whole look, Jaron set up the look. We took the photos. He set up the lighting and everything like that. And then that was what we did for that time. It was a 3-hour workshop, and it was worth every minute. Not only did Jaron over deliver, but Jaron made sure that it was engaging, made sure it was fun, made sure that we all learned something, and made sure we walked away. When I came home, I was excited. I told my wife, I was like, hey, look at this. Look at these photos I took. This was amazing. And the reason why I wanted to highlight that is because earlier last week, or towards the end of last week, yeah, because I ended up hopping on a counseling appointment on Saturday. Y'all, I was sitting there talking to my therapist. Shout out to Joe Corley, because he's been on the show many times. And he asked me, he said, John, is this the life that you wanted for yourself? And I sat there and I thought to myself, I was like, wow, is this the life that I wanted for myself? And then after I talked to him, then I began to think, I answered him. I said, well, this is the life that I wanted for myself, but I planned for it to be a little bit differently. And he said, John, well, what is it that you would rather do? Because I said, no, I feel like I can do more. I should be doing more. I could be doing more. He said, well, John, what is it that you would envision doing right now? And I said, well, you know, I would love to speak more. I would love to teach more. I would love to do this. I would love to do that. He said, well, John, if that's the case, right? He said, if that's the case, then why aren't you doing that? Y'all, I'm not gonna lie to you. When he hit me with that, then I began to feel a type of way. I was like, well, dang, he's got a good point. And I think that's why I hopped on today with a little bit more fire. Because after having that call, and then after having some other conversations, had another one with my best friend and best man, Mahari Takai. Shout out to my brother. Him and his wife were just on Jennifer Hudson's show. That's a whole nother story for another day. Super special opportunity. Super proud of them. Happy for them. But after having the conversation with Mahari, and then I began to reflect and think, because he told me, he said, John, when you're in your scripture, I can tell, right? When you're in your scripture, I can just tell by your temperament, by the way you're communicating, by the way we're talking. And he said, so if I can tell that, then how do you think God feels when he knows even more, if you've been in your scripture or not? The moral or the point that I'm saying here and the premise of this is, today is Wellness Wednesday. And the first thing I wanted to highlight is that we need to identify where our foundation is. Just like I talked about earlier today, I was talking about me going to an event, attending the event, and just being around brothers in community. Right. This happened after the counseling appointment. I was like, man, I felt good about that. Right. I felt like value was added to me through that. I felt like I added value also through that event. And then after having that conversation and being a part of that group, then I attended this workshop and I felt recharged again. And I was like, man, this was good to my soul. Like, I really enjoyed going to that event with Jaron at the Greenwood Co. studio space. And then I talked to my wife a little bit more and talked to Mahari a little bit more throughout the weekend. And then I began to realize, because Mahari was like, yeah, John, if you're not creating something, right, being a creative and operating in that space, if you're not creating something, then you're going to feel stifled. You're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel upset. And in that moment, I was like, wow. He's right. Today on Wellness Wednesday, I want you to get back to doing that childlike activity that really fuels you, that really encourages you, that really inspires you, that really drives you. What is that thing for you? Y'all, for me, I realized it was learning more about photography. Right. Because I dove in and I was excited to get on the computer and then start editing these photos that I've never done before. Right. Never done before. But I felt like I was in a college class up there with Jaron. I literally felt like I was in a college class as he began to break down lighting, as he began to break down aperture, as he began to break down the exposure triangle, all these terms. This wasn't the first time I heard them, because I've done a little bit of research and I also reached out to my guy, Cam Rhodes, who's a phenomenal videographer as well. And then he sent me some resources. And then Jaron had the class. So now I'm learning and now I'm getting fired up about it. And then there was also me creating these AI images, right? I've been creating these images and these stories because it's fun for me to create these things and to be able to see and show my son in these activities, doing these things, and bringing these stories to life in real time. So that's something else that's fired me up. But y'all, today for Wellness Wednesday, I want you to find that thing or things to where after you do them, you feel more fired up than when you started. You feel full. You feel like your tank is riding on full versus really being drained and being empty. And if you're struggling to find those things, sit down for a second. Give yourself some time to process through and write like a little baby list. Write it on paper, write it on your phone. Nah, just write it on paper, write it on paper, go old school. But begin to list out, what are things that encourage me? What are things that inspire me? What are things that make me excited to show up, right? And then as you make that list, cut out some time in your day to go do those things. Get outside, Allow the sun to touch your skin, right? Call a friend. Do it with them. Do the activity with them. If you know that there's somebody that enjoyed doing these things or those things, do that with them as well. But family, this is Speak Your Success in the Morning. I'm Jonathan Jones, and I hope this episode today really blessed you, because I know it blessed me, right? And also, I want to let y'all know we're going to be doing something different real soon, because my people who out there who have been wanting to start podcasts, who've been wanting to say something and do something, I've told y'all for the longest that we've had we've had a community. This has been a free community. But y'all, I'm going to let y'all know right now, we're about to shift that. I still got it right now in the search to where you can hit it and it's free. But very, very soon, and I mean very soon, this ain't a marketing ploy or nothing like that, but very soon, this free community, I'm just going to make you put up $5 a month for the community. Because I want you to really just begin to start investing in yourself and then seeing that when you invest in yourself, the return that can come from it. But family, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. Like I said, I'm Jonathan Jones. This is Speak Your Success in the Morning. Today was Wellness Wednesday. And tomorrow is going to be Thursday Law Talk with attorney Fred Jones. And we're going to have producer Britt back on the show. So y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's show. And y'all, until next time, man. For one, be sure to stay tapped into us. Follow at Speak Your Success in the Morning on Instagram. Or you can follow myself at Jonathan Jones Speaks. And don't forget, follow producer Britt at producer Britt. Y'all, she was doing some fun stuff this past weekend, it looked like. So you got to go ahead and check out her page and see a line dance. Producer Britt out there line dancing. I said, hold on, producer Britt, line dancing, girl. But yeah, so follow her at producer Britt with two T's on Instagram. Hit her up. Be like, hey, producer Britt, teach me how to line dance. You know what I'm saying? So y'all, we're going to get ready to get out of here once again. But I'm Jonathan Jones. This is Speak Your Success in the Morning. And remember, 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 speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why should you and why would you live any other way?